Welcome to the Flathead Home Show, your active source for real estate information, education, and inspiration. My name's Justin Metche. We're going to have a great time this weekend. One of my favorites is back in the studio. I had to throw a lasso around this guy, cowboy style, and bring Daryl Hanley back in with Grizzly Home Loans, man. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you so much, Justin. Good to be here.
I'm glad you're here because we're going to have a fantastic conversation over the next, about 12 minutes. Before we do that, though, let me thank my great sponsors, All About You Wellness and Aesthetics, Montana Basement Solutions, solving your water and mold problems for good, and of course, your good friends, Justin and Zena Metche with Keller Williams Ideal. Hey, Daryl, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Why on earth would anybody buy a house in this market?
Oh my gosh. You know what? That's the age old question that you and I have talked about every time I come on here. And I think we know this is, it used to be the best kept secret.
Yeah.
Now it's the best known secret.
There it is.
You know, I think the opportunities are there. We're still seeing property values rise.
Yeah.
But we're also seeing the rates rise.
Yep.
Which is creating an opportunity for a lot of buyers to come to the table, especially my favorite kind of buyers. No offense to anyone out there, but I love first-time home buyers.
There you go.
Making the dream happen.
Yeah, making the dream happen. That's good. That's good. Making the dream happen. So on that note, you know,
it's ideal.
It is ideal. Check that out. Check you out. Look at that plug. Zing. Every time he says the word ideal, Matt, I get to slip him a dollar. Okay. He's going to be very wealthy at the end of the show.
I'm going to buy another property.
That's right. That would be ideal. Zing. All right. So listen, you know what? As everybody knows, my wife is licensed as well, and she does a great job. She recently closed inside of 60 days. I don't think these people have made their first mortgage payment yet. That's how fresh the new home smell is still.
Oh, I love it.
First time buyers, right? And yep. they went VA, right? So they bought this home downtown. Let's see. Previously, she also represented a single lady who bought a home by herself first time. She bought conventionally. She had saved up.
Which is awesome.
Which is awesome right here in Evergreen. And then let's see. We just had a closing inside of our office. One of the agents in my office at Keller Williams Ideal closed the deal, first time buyer.
Yes.
And you were their lender.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So reason why I'm bringing this up, because NAR, National Association of Realtors, reports every year, you know, a whole bunch of data, and ringing in right around 1/3 of all transactions are first-time buyers.
Yeah.
Historically, it's been, you know, for the last 10 years, it's been about 30% of all purchases, mm-hmm. first-time buyers. And I noticed that number, while it moved down a couple of percentages, you know, I think it went from 36 to 34, it's still over 30% of all purchases, first-time buyers.
Yes.
Which is wild, because when you look at an average sale price of, let's just say, about $580,000, when you're looking at interest rates getting close to 8%, how on earth are they doing it?
Yeah. That's a great question. And would you mind if I talk about that deal we just closed?
Please do.
You brought it up.
Give us the deets.
It was kind of a cool situation where
as long as you use the word ideal.
Ideal. It's really ideal. We made it ideal for them.
It's like $8 already.
So working with your agent in the office, Hamilton, the borrower came and they were a little bit gun shy. They had a pretty horrific experience with a previous lender and situation that kind of fell apart. And
Across the state.
Yep. And they were told that, basically nothing, it wasn't going to happen.
Right.
And so I met with them in my office.
Renting.
Yeah, go back to renting.
Wow.
And these guys are, you know, middle-aged, had never bought a house.
Right.
Both veterans. I mean, just a beautiful story. And I just sat at my office table. And she told me, we probably won't be able to do this. And I said, hold on a second.
Right,
let's unpack this thing. So we spent the next 15, 20 minutes. It was really easy.
Right.
And just, I went, we're buying this house. This is, and she's like, are you sure? And I could tell she was kind of shaking and a little nervous because of what had happened previously.
Man, that's awesome.
It was weird. I'd never been in a situation like that before. But when I told her, you're pre-approved.
So she was in disbelief.
She was in total disbelief.
Yeah. Almost like, in fact, she was previously having been burned.
Yes.
And then I guess accepting that as the reality, like, we're never going to be homeowners.
Right.
We got to go back to renting.
Because of a bad experience.
Yeah, right, right.
Okay. With a lender, out-of-state lender.
Yep.
It was crazy. It was crazy.
So you sit them down, you look at all the information that you need.
Yep.
And then you say, guess what? We're buying this house.
We're buying this house.
Yeah.
The excitement, even at the closing table, that was last week.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
Here's
the thing.
It was unbelievable until it became real.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And they were like, even at the table, like, when are we getting our keys? And I said, we signed today early.
I still don't believe it.
And I still don't believe it. And they got their keys and they're in, and I've been communicating with them a few times, since. And there's just like, they can't believe that they were able to, It was a zero down situation.
Yeah.
I got them their earnest money back and several hundred dollars.
Man, that's awesome.
You know, to be able to get some household things. But yeah, I think
and they bought it. So they bought the home with the VA program.
Yes.
Which is, as I understand, zero down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Zero down.
Right.
100% zero down. And
very competitive interest rate.
A point under par.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Which was also great.
And right.
Yeah, I think what that is for me is it's a big signal to say, hey, if they can do it, you can do it. Say this,
yep.
Those borrowers, incredibly hard workers, both of them work, you know,
yep.
Good income, blue yep. collar. But I think to everybody listening right now, this is the moment to get the keys.
This is your moment.
We can make it. There's so many things right now and they're not really outside of the box.
Right.
They're very, I mean, I could sit down with people in 20 minutes and go, hey, we're ready to go. Or, hey, let's do a few of these things and get it going.
Right.
So,
hey, Daryl, we got to take a quick break. However, when we get back, let's talk about that. Let's talk about the listener who is actually maybe a little gun shy.
Yeah.
Maybe for very similar reasons. Like, hey, I gave this a shot a few years ago. It didn't work out. So I went back to renting. Renting is safe. Renting is secure, right? Mm-hmm. Renting, except for it's not.
No.
You're only ever guaranteed another 30 days every time you write that check.
Right.
You know, because the landlord may turn around and say, oh, something in my world changed and I need to sell the house.
Yep.
That's
I'm
a different story,
house,
too.
I'm selling the building.
Yeah, it's got to go, right? And so, therefore, so do you. Anyways, we got to take a quick break. We're talking with Daryl Hanley of Grizzly Home Loans. And, man, we're saving the day, aren't we?
Oh, man.
This is the Funded Home Show. My name's Justin Mecha. We'll be right back.
This is Eric Bodine, owner of Montana Basement Solutions. Our team has worked hard over the years to earn a solid reputation in the industry in fixing and preventing water-related problems in your home. We also specialize in mold testing and remediation services, often working with top contractors, architects, and even healthcare professionals in the Valley to ensure your home is healthy and safe for you and your family. If you are building, ask your contractor if they're working with us. If you suspect a problem in your home, call us directly. Montana Basement Solutions, 871-5971.
And we're back. My name is Justin Mecha. In the studio with me, the master of disaster, Daryl Henley. Now you're a monster truck driver.
I'm the demo man.
That's right. Now you're a master of opportunity here.
That's not ideal.
The opportunity is, though.
There you go.
So, you know, I failed to mention, I actually have one in escrow right now, first-time buyers, also in their, you know, close to middle age window there.
Yeah.
And didn't believe that they could buy. And here's what happened. I was asked by the owner of this house to go give an opinion of value, right? They called me up and said, hey, I'm thinking about selling my property. What do you think it's worth? I said, well, I don't like to comp things without seeing them. Let's go take a look. I went and looked at this property and the tenant comes out and he's walking around the property with me. And of course the tenant, I love how tenants describe the home that they're living in.
Like, yeah.
He's just slamming the place.
This dump.
Yeah, this place is horrible. Look at this. And I'm
burning it down.
Yeah, burn it down. It's not worth anything. You know, because one of my favorite questions I like to ask right away when I can tell that they, you know, can smell what's cooking. They're like, this guy wants to sell. Don't they? And I'm like, yeah. Do you want to buy it? It's like the easiest home for you to move into. The
right.
One you already live
already
in.
Here.
Right. So like, maybe you should buy it. Right.
Yes.
So I turned that, you know, turn that coin around a little bit. And then of course I pitched the question and that's when he just slams the place. Well, this place is a dump. It's not worth a dollar. Nah, nah, nah. And I kind of laugh, except for it's also just a reality. Well, I turned around and then I could see that fear had hit him. And he said, well, wait a minute. What happens to me if he sells? I said,
right.
Well, there's a number of things that could happen. First of all, if you don't mind me asking, are you in a lease? I don't think so. How long have you lived here? 4 years. Okay. You haven't signed anything since 4 years ago? No. Okay. So that's technically called a month-to-month agreement. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're cutting them a check at the top of the month, you're given another 30 days and that's all you're given. Right.
Yeah.
So at any point, either one of you can give a 30-day notice and this relationship is over. What
yeah.
do you pay for rent if you don't mind me asking? And then he told me and I said, well, that's probably a little low compared to everything else out there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's basically a rent rate of 4 years ago. Right.
Yep.
And so what happens is if you're displaced, you got to go back out there and go shopping. When's the last time you talked to a lender? And he said, I don't know how to do that. So what's easy? Pick up the phone. His name is Daryl.
Okay.
and so anyways, they got connected and now they're pre-approved and we go shopping and there's this house on, under contract in downtown Kalispell that they're buying.
Love it.
And they cannot believe it.
Yeah.
It's very much like the awestruck shoppers that you had last weekend
yeah.
or last week. And I would
it
agree with
like
you.
It seems like this elusive thing for
yeah.
so many people like, oh, I could never do it.
Right.
It is, and then 100% possible, yeah, until they do it.
That's why you call the professionals. That's, yes, what this guy does every day.
Absolutely.
Putting the puzzle together for other people so that they could become homeowners. You know, the greatest way to assure you and your family, if there is one, of the roof over your head is to buy it.
Right.
Because then you lock it in.
30-year fix, baby.
Let me ask you a question, Daryl. When did you buy your first home?
Oh man, 20s. I was in my 20s.
You were in your 20s. Okay.
Yeah, it was a huge stretch.
Yeah. Cool. Do you, now I know you're in the business, so maybe this isn't fair. I could probably ask Matt the question, and I'll even ask myself. I was in my 20s as well. I remember my first home. I remember the address. I remember what I paid, the purchase price. I don't remember the interest rate.
Yeah.
I don't remember the interest rate. Yeah. You don't remember anything?
No.
Yeah. Here's what I mean by that is while we may get sticker shocked with 8%, 8.5%, 9%, 7.5%, whatever, mm-hmm, it may be, guess what? Years from now, you won't remember it.
No.
You know what? You will remember the payment. Absolutely. And you'll remember the purchase price. Yep. Oh, it was a $500,000 house. That just seems so unrealistic or whatever it may be until, yep, it's real.
Right.
And then until you get put into that place, until Daryl says, hey, listen, I know how to do this, Justin. Mm-hmm. And I need these documents from you, and I need these supporting documents. And then we're going to drive this thing to the closing table.
Yep.
And then you become a HOME owner.
Yes.
I mean, it's,
I love it.
You know, I love spelling that out because it's really close to homie.
Homie.
And you're my homie.
My homie.
Yeah.
I think, you know, just a tag on the back of that. I think, you know, the idea of home ownership, but it, you have people that maybe are listening and they're like, hey, I was in my 20s or 30s, bought a house. I went through 08 and I lost it.
Yeah, sure.
And you know, that stuff still, no. That stuff is long gone.
Yeah.
We can, you know, it's such a simple task to just go in there and go, hey, let's see where you're at and let's.
What about bankruptcy? How long do I have to wait?
Oh gosh. 2 to 4 years.
2 to 4. What?
Yeah.
It's not even clear off my record and I go back to homeownership.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Foreclosure?
Same.
Same. 2 to 4 years.
Yep.
Yeah. So if you're still stuck in that 2008 mindset, guess what? That is so yesterday.
Yeah.
It's a completely new world now.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
it is.
Get back in there.
Yeah.
And assure you.
And they're creating
you,
new programs that aren't unsafe.
Yeah.
People are like, well, they're going to do some of the more, you know, the 08s. They're not. They're, mm-hmm, not. Everything's, mm-hmm, tightened up, but it's open and there's opportunities. And I mean, from zero down, little down, depending, yeah, that's awesome, on where you fit, well, there's a place.
You know what, Daryl? That is awesome. And may I say, very ideal.
Very ideal.
Hey, let's get the party started. And I want you to give Daryl a call today and find out where you fit into this real estate world. Daryl, give me your number.
406-890-8464. Grizzly Home Loans.
Grizzly Home Loans. Hey, this is the Flathead Home Show. My name is Justin Mecha. You be safe, be well, have fun. And of course, as always, hey, Flathead.
Welcome home.